Thank you so much.
Thank you, Daddy.
Praise the Lord. I can't be less. I can't be less of what God has made me. Did I hear 10 voices? Now, you came to see the Lord, and you have met the Lord. The finger of God will recreate you, refashion you, remake you. There is one thing I can assure you without a shadow of doubt. Everything from all eternity that God intended you will be, this program, Impact, Transform to Lead, has already begun the work in your life. You will not be less. You will not be less than what God has made you. Anybody there? Raise up that hand. Father, we thank you for the prophecy in our lives. We know everyone, boy, girl, man, woman, everyone, young adult, everyone, even the ministers, everyone, all the people we're ministering to, none of us will be less than what you have created us to be. And we pray that in every life, even tonight, the finger of God will work. My sister, my daughter there, a work is beginning in your life. My son, my brother there, a great work, recreation by the finger of God in your life, in your profession, in your ministry is working right now. And you will not be less than what God has intended for you from all eternity. Lord, according to your faithfulness, confirm it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. I want to salute your consistency and your endurance for being here from the morning until this time. And your faithfulness in being here, the Lord will reward you in Jesus' name. All our brothers and sisters, young people, young adults online, in every congregation and in every city, in Nigeria, in Africa, outside Africa, everywhere, I pray that a new chapter will begin in every life in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll be looking at the alphabet. Why? Because anything you are going to write, a king, a president, head of state, anything you are going to write, a philosopher, a psychologist, anything you are going to write, a doctor, an engineer, an architect, anything you are going to write, you make use of the letters of the alphabet. And I want to assure you, the Lord is writing a new book concerning you. A new chapter in your life. And the only way you can do that is to take these alphabets and juggle them and arrange them and rearrange them and bring a new you. What's your name? I said, what's your name? I hear one name near me here, and she shouts, Esther, a new Esther. a new Mary, a new Josephine, a new John. I must talk about myself, a new William. He will do it for everyone in Jesus' name. That's the reason we're looking at the alphabet, and I've gone all the way from A to O. And now I come, I start from P. P, Q, R, S, T. And then tomorrow, I'm telling you, tomorrow will be something else. I almost want to start preaching now what I have for tomorrow, but I restrain myself because tomorrow morning is not just going to be the icing of the cake. It's going to be something spectacularly new in your life. And I'm dreaming of tomorrow. I'm driving for tomorrow. I'm already planning for tomorrow morning. I'm telling you, you will, if you have a ceiling already, and you think, that's why, where I'm going to reach, I'll blow your ceiling up tomorrow morning. And then I will go up. Somebody there? Somebody there? You will go up in Jesus. Not to today. Today, we're looking at this PQRST, profitable quality relationships, sustaining transformation. Quality relationships, relationship with God, relationship with man, relationship with your wife, relationship with your husband, relationship with your parents, relationship with your children, relationship with your workers, relationship with your directors, relationship with the factory workers, relationship with everyone. Profitable quality relationships, sustaining transformation. It will transform your life so that you will transform your nation. Yeah. I didn't hear your amen. Yeah. Transformation. Transformation comes to you so that it can come through you and transform everything around you. Will be transformed for the better in Jesus' name. I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 48, and I'm reading from verse 17. It says, thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, thy Restorer, thy Savior, thy Repairer. He restores your life, he redeems your life, he repairs your life, and he restores you to the original state that he made you, that he wanted you to be. And thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am, not I was, not I will be. What he was, he is. What he will be, he is. The one creator of heaven and earth that comes to create your life and recreate your life. He says, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Which teacheth thee to profit. You will profit. Your life will be profitable. The work of your hand will be profitable. Your skill, your talent, everything you have that you use in this, our generation, will be profitable to the community, to the country, to the continent, and to the rest of the world, the commonwealth, in Jesus' name. It says, I am thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Isn't that the problem? I want to reach here. Where is the road? Where's the way? I want to get to that city. What is the road? Where is the way? I want to get to that high position. Where is the way and where is the road? I want to get to the next level, and I want to have everything I ought to have so that I can be a prophet for my generation and even the generations to come. And I need to know the way. And the Lord said, He knows the way. He will hold you by the hand, and he will lead you by the way that thou shouldest go. Somebody shout amen. Amen. That's what the Lord has come to do, to perform, to manifest in our lives. I'm looking at them now for P. I'm looking at, that's number one, perpetual possession from the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince. And he came so that the poor people, the peasants, those who are down there, the Prince has come. He came from heaven to earth to lead the people on earth, to lead them up to heaven. The Prince has come to lead the poor peasant to the peak of life. And as he holds your hand today, as he holds on you today, he will lift you up. The perpetual possession from the Prince of Peace. John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you. What he first does in our lives, you know, in our heart, the heart determines everything. When my heart is troubled, I cannot think well. I cannot think straight. I cannot develop strategy. When my heart is weeping, my brain cannot smile. My brain cannot be cheerful. My brain closes up on me. When I have confusion in my heart, I have discouragement in my heart, I have turmoil in my heart, I have confusion in my heart, the whole system shuts down. My brain, my mind, my eyes are dimmer, my ears cannot hear very well, my hands tremble, my feet shake, and my waist cannot bear the weight of my body. Why? Because my heart is troubled. But then Jesus, knowing that is the siege of power and the siege of progress and the siege of planning, he comes and he takes his gentle hand and he puts peace in my heart. Peace in your heart today. And with the peace, there's pardon. With the peace, there is a mind to plan. With the peace, I can see clearly now in front of me the goal. With the peace I have, I can see the path of the journey that leads me up. And so, he gives me peace. Not only that, he gives me perpetual peace. Not only that, he gives me a permanent peace, so that every time I sit down to plan, there's peace in my heart. I'm praying, there's peace in my heart. I'm making progress, there's peace in my heart. I'm trying to go somewhere, trying to get somewhere, there is peace and assurance in my heart that says, go ahead, you will reach there. Where are you? You will reach there. I will reach there. Because it comes and it gives you peace. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace. Look at that. My peace. When you think about the peace that people of the world, if they give any peace at all, look at Nebuchadnezzar there. He called Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In chapter 2, he said, peace, I promote you. And then in chapter 3, everything changed because he now raised up an idol. He said, if you don't worship that idol, I'll cast you into the fire. We were at peace with you in chapter 2. How is it now we cannot have that prevailing, permanent, perpetual peace? Oh, he says, I'm Nebuchadnezzar. Look at Herod. The Bible says that he heard John gladly, and he did many things. But there was peace between John the Baptist and Herod, and then Herod married Philip's wife. And John, knowing that there's peace between them, he said, my friend, you know, this is not the way to go. And the peace was canceled. The peace that the world gives us, the peace is not permanent. When you say something, they don't accept. When you do something, they don't appreciate. When you climb a mountain, they were not expecting you to climb that mountain before them. And when you get the riches of glory that they were not expecting, you'll have the peace cancels. But it says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Say amen now. Amen. It says, whatever you see, I'm around the corner there. The devil is roaring. Don't worry about him. He's defeated already. It is finished. And sicknesses are trying to come. Don't let your heart be troubled. And all the stories you have heard from other places for other people, it wants to make your heart to start palpitating. It says, don't allow your heart to be troubled. It says, neither let it be afraid. As you continue your journey, and the peace of God is given unto you, you will walk, you will not be weary. Amen. You will run, you will not be tired. And you keep on going and going, and the peace of God is there. And the pardon of the Lord is there. And the partnership with the Lord is there. And the purity is there. He supplies that every time. And with the Prince of Peace in your life, you will get where we are going to. I will get where we are going to. I will get to the peak that the Lord has made for me. Look at Q there. Q, quenching all quarrels by his quietude. He looks at us, and because he has already overcome the storms of life, quietude. He has overcome the greatest troublemaker in the world, quietude. He came that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he said, it is finished. And because he's finished everything, he believes and he knows everything in your life, quiet. By the quietude, you'll silence your enemy. It will silence the traitor who wants to trip you and make you fall. You will not fall. But it quenches all quarrels. To start with, did you know that you are quarreling with the Almighty God? Yes. He said, go this way. You said, no, I'm going to go my own way. He said, rise up. You said, no, I'm going to sit down. He said, do well. You say, no, I don't want to do well. I want to do evil. He says, be righteous. You say, no, my flesh, my body needs some righteousness. You are quarreling with God. And nobody could settle that quarrel until he came, Christ, the Lord. And he came to settle the quarrel before you and the Almighty God. And when he settled the quarrel, now you began to say yes to the Lord, yes to his word, and yes to his worship, and yes to his demand, because he has settled the quarrel between you and the Almighty. And when the quarrel was settled, then God released all the angels and said, go serve him, go serve her. And the Lord released all the blessings of heaven. No more quarrel now. Man has settled quarrels with God. And because of that settling of the quarrel and the reconciliation and the forgiveness and the peace between you and the Almighty God, now all that you need is release for you, release for me. That's why it says you will not lack anymore. I will not lack anymore. Because all the resources of heaven are now available for me. And I'm so happy as I've settled all quarrels with God. And if I've settled all quarrels with God, all the minor, meaningless quarrels I have with A or B or C, and those things are just minute, they're so very small, they're insignificant. All the meaningless arguments and discussions and the quarrels I have with everybody, Christ said, I settled the greatest quarrel already between you and the Almighty God. All the small, small ones, all the peeny, peeny, petty ones here, they are settled in Jesus' name. And now you greet everybody. And now you smile at everybody. And now you interact with everybody. And now you relate with everybody. Now you understand. Any kind of quarrel that you had with anybody was so small, meaningless. And when people even ask you, why are you at loggerheads with this person? You can't explain. Today, remember all those quarrels? Jesus will quench them. Amen. And the Lord will make you to be at peace with everyone around you. Look at Colossians chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 13. It says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel, a petty, mini, little, insignificant, meaningless argument, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you and he settled the quarrel you had with the Almighty God, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Amen. No more quarrels. I said no more quarrels. God has forgiven you. And then you forgive. I forgive. Say it. I forgive. I forgive. No more quarrels in Jesus' name. It tells us in verse 14, and above all these things, put on charity. Put on love, put on affection, put on a loving disposition towards everybody, which is the bound of perfectness. P for peace and Q for quenching all quarrels. Look at the next letter there. The next letter there is R. Restoration of righteousness by the Redeemer. Restoration of righteousness by the Redeemer. Have you heard the story of creation? God made them, man and woman, male and female, Adam and Eve. And Adam was told that he was created in the nature of God, because God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion as long as you keep that image of God, the righteous one. You will have dominion. And we came here so that the Lord will transform our lives, and you will have dominion. And you will have dominion. Look at him, look at her there. You will have dominion on the basis of the nature of righteousness that he created us with. But you know the story, perhaps. Adam and Eve lost the garment of righteousness, the covering of righteousness, the glory of righteousness, by doing what the Lord had told them not to do. And the Lord came in the evening, just like this, and said, Adam, what are you? And Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I hid myself because I'm naked. All the garment of righteousness and the clothes of uprightness, all that is gone. I am naked. Have you eaten of that fruit that I told you not to eat? He said, hold on, God, the woman you gave me. If you didn't give me that woman, I'll be standing. But that woman gave me of the fruit and I ate. Eve, what have you done? Lord, hold on for me. The serpent, if you didn't create the serpent, if you blocked the way of the garden from the serpent, I wouldn't have been deceived. The serpent gave me and I ate. Excuse making. He doesn't want us to make excuse. He wants to restore us to the righteousness, the original righteousness. So and so made me cheat. Excuse. So and so made me steal. Excuse. So and so made me go that way. I wouldn't have gone that way. Excuse. You know, Adam has remained in many lives, and that nature of Adam remains there. But as you come to say, Lord, no excuse, no explanation. All I want is restoration to righteousness. The Lord will do it. That's actually why he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to Nazareth, but he didn't stop there. And then to Capernaum, he didn't stop there until he got to the destination where he will redeem your soul and redeem your life. He got to Calvary, and then he shed his blood for you. And the last words he spoke, it is finished. It's done already. Righteousness is now available. And just as simple as asking him, there'll be restoration to righteousness even tonight in Jesus' name. Look at this in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, reading from verse 74, that he would grant us unto us that we being delivered, redeemed, rescued out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Serve him without fear. Because there's father-child relationship now. And because of that father-child relationship, you love him, you respect him, you honor him as a father. All the fears of your past, they're canceled in Jesus' name. All the fears of my past, all the fears of judgment, all the fears of punishment that will come at the end of the day, everything, Christ has taken everything away. For you. I said for you. And then in verse 75, it says, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life, that we might serve him in holiness. What kind of word is that? You know, when you try to make holiness out of human material, and that's all you have, it's like you're building, you want to build a car with the clay, you are going to have difficulty. How do you make it? The tire, the wheel, the steering, the body, the engine, out of clay. You cannot. And when you try to make holiness out of human material, earthly material, and the clay, and the self-effort, you cannot. But when holiness made in heaven, that Christ himself has purchased, and he gave it to you as a gift, and he puts in your heart, instills in your heart, and your heart is made pure by the hand of the Lord, that's holiness made from heaven, and you get it as a gift, there'll be no problem. Somebody there say no problem. And then righteousness, not the righteousness of Saul when he was going about killing Christians, and he says, I'm according to the law, I'm righteous. That's righteousness made here on earth, and it doesn't go very far. You can have that righteousness in the corner of the heart and have wickedness in the corner of another heart. But when it's righteousness made from heaven, carried by Christ, brought into the world by Christ, and gives that to you as a gift. When that righteousness comes in, that comes from heaven, all the wickedness and evil things here on earth, everything will vanish away. Light from heaven will come to your heart. And then all those things that have darkness in your life, everything will vanish away. And it doesn't matter how far it has been. Restoration has come for everyone today. Where are you? Restoration. Coming from heaven, and it comes upon your life today in Jesus' name. He'll restore you to the original righteousness. He'll restore you to a restful mind. Deliverance, dominion, healing, he'll restore in your life in Jesus' name. As we've been having this crusade from place to place, I'm sure you've had quite a number of testimonies, what the Lord has done. And we put that just under one word, transformation. Transformation. And it's done it for so many people. And now, it's my turn. I said, now, it's my turn. Let me show you a man, and he's going to tell you his story himself. I just tell you his name. His name is Dennis. He had been involved in drugs, and later he even became insane, mad, and he was bound with chains, hands and feet, because it was so wild, like an animal, dangerous. Nobody could come near him. But he encountered the God of restoration. Tonight, you will encounter the God of restoration. And he was healed. Think about that. A beast of a man, changed like an animal, insane, and didn't have any relationship with anyone. He was healed. If Dennis was healed, you are going to be healed tonight. Let him tell you the story himself. Dennis, come on, talk to us.
Tour guide Dennis went to School of Technology in Takum. After his graduation, he has a serious challenge which affected his brain, and he became so mental. After the prayer of Pastor Dr. W.F. Kumi, the sister started to discover that her brother has been recovered. Later in the night, he went up and tapped her sister that he wants to eat and he wanted to release himself. So from that point, he was delivered totally. Then we brought him back here in Dila village. After bringing him here, we have been visiting him and we have been praying with him, and everything is okay with him, and he's totally delivered by the grace of God.
My name is Togan Dennis. I want to be a good leader. I want to go back to school.
Amen. Restoration. Help me shout restoration. Tonight is your night. The next letter there is S. Sustained satisfaction through the sufficiency of the sanctifier. Sustained satisfaction. It will satisfy your life. Because it's your shepherd. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. You will not lack in Jesus' name. Satisfaction. Somebody shout satisfaction. Say it in unison very well. It'll satisfy your soul. It'll satisfy your spirit. It'll satisfy your mind. It'll satisfy your intellect. It'll satisfy your body. It'll satisfy your life. Now, sometimes I'm wondering, why does somebody go on the heap of litters and is trying to look for something, picking something? No satisfaction in his life. And he says, if I look at this, look at that, there'll be satisfaction. I'm wondering, does somebody go to the gutters and then is trying to take of the water in the gutter there and drink? No satisfaction. All things around him could not satisfy him. I'm asking, why does an intelligent man live the way of life and then he goes to have, let me call it, illicit, strange, hidden relationship? It's not been satisfied. But today you can come, and as you come, satisfaction in your life. When you have eaten good meal and you have eaten well and you're satisfied, you don't look for junk. Junk does not interest you anymore because you have satisfaction. That's what Christ does for us. When we come to Christ, he satisfies us, he blesses our lives, and what we have and what he has given us satisfies our lives, and we have that satisfaction sustained through the sufficiency of our sanctifier shepherd. We're looking at Psalm 17 verse 15. It says, as for me, look at this man, his name is David. He looked at everybody, he knew the hustling of everyone, running after this and running after that, and he looked at them and he stopped short and he said, as for me. He looked at his brothers running here, running there. Everything they had did not satisfy them. He said, as for me. He looked at the king who had been before him, running and running and running. I want this, I want to catch this, I want to oppress that. And he stayed back and he said, as for me. When you look at the rat race, other people are running, and the things they're running after, those things do not satisfy them. And then you see, if they've been running for centuries, if they've been running for decades, if they've been running for years, after this, after that, and they're not satisfied, I need to stand back and see. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied. I shall be satisfied. That drive inside us, we have, we want more. The greed, The gratification that makes us to run helter-skelter, and we're not even say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what I've got. Thank you for what you provided. Thank you for what Calvary has given to me. Even wait, stay, and say, thank you, Lord. No, we couldn't say that because of the drive within us. But now the Lord will come and quieten everything in Jesus' name. He'll say, count your blessings and see what God has done. The forgiveness, keep on counting. The freedom, keep on counting. The salvation, keep on counting. Eternal life, keep on counting. The wealth, keep on counting. The position, keep on counting. The satisfaction, keep on counting. A good wife, keep on counting. A good husband, keep on counting. And children, keep on counting. And the peace of God you have in your heart, keep on counting. And the many things you have that other people don't have, and the Lord still said, I will add more to your life. More to your life in Jesus' name. And then you will enjoy what you have already. The people who are in the rat race, whatever they have, they don't enjoy what they have. They keep on running and running. There will be satisfaction in your life. There will be satisfaction in my life. It says, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. And eventually he said, I know surely goodness and mercy will follow me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. And he says, when I get there, whatever I've not got there, I'll get more than everything when I get there. I pray you'll get there in Jesus' name. Satisfaction by his, with his sufficiency, by the sanctifier, the shepherd. We're looking at tea now. She tells us triumph by the truth of this teacher, this underlined, that teacher, no, this other teacher, no, country teacher, no, philosophers who are teachers, they were here, Socrates and Plato. And all those other people, you've heard their names in your philosophy class. They came. Have you read how some of them even committed suicide? Philosopher. They philosophized. And all their philosophies, the people rated them very high. The philosophy could not bear them up. But the greatest of all teachers, the teacher come from heaven that came to teach us the way to life and to transformation and to triumph. He came and he gave us triumph. And when he comes in your life, he's an abiding teacher. He stays with you. He remains with you. He guides you. He instructs you. And you are triumphant from day to day and from week to week. And there will be no unsolvable problem in your life in Jesus' name. I need to tell you. Maybe other people may not tell you that the rate of suicide in the world is increasing. And as you check up and you look at the records, the people who are committing the suicide are not the uneducated people. They're not like illiterates, and they're not people that have never gone to school. In fact, the richest of people, the most knowledgeable of people, and the well-traveled of people, and the great researchers of our checkup, you'll find among many of those high people, they just give it up. and kill themselves without knowing where they'll spend eternity. Why? They didn't know the truth from the master teacher. That you say, here is the way, walk ye in it. They've read this, they've authored that, they've created that, they have invented that, and they have taught this and that, and they're popular. People who are great, great artists, and one day they just look at everything, and because there's no abiding teacher to tell them, to instruct them, that look at the way out of this predicament. Look at the way out of this challenging situation. They just say, no point in living again. They end it up. Your life will not end like that. At every crossroads, that teacher of truth that makes us to triumph, it will come into your life right there. It will aid you. It will support you. Even when you have done something unthinkable, something you shouldn't have done, and you feel personal, private shame, he's always available. You can call on him. He will not even say, why did you do that? How could you have done that? They brought a woman taken in the very act of the unthinkable act. And he said, we caught this woman. What do you say? And he said, Moses and the Lord said, pick up the stone and stone her. And the woman was there. No helper. Nobody to protect her. No lawyer. No advocate. Nobody to rescue her from their hands. And Jesus didn't say, woman, why did you do like that? Why did you go that way? What did you make yourself to be in a place that these Pharisees, he never asked her any question, because he didn't come to stone people dead. He didn't come to kill people or to destroy people. He came to save their lives. And that woman was alone there. All those people were there. Talk. We want to pick up the stone. I have a stone here. He has a stone there. She has a stone there. Talk now. Do we stone her? And then he wrote on the ground and later said, whosoever does not have any sin among you, pick up your stone and stone her. And all of them, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, they dropped their stone. Jesus will not allow them to stone you. He will not allow them to judge you and then cast you off that forever. And since you have a Jesus like that, a Redeemer like that, a Savior like that, why don't you come inside? He will always defend you. He will not say, you see this mental problem now, that's because you are smoking this and smoking that. He'll not even touch that area. All he's interested in is he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your Redeemer. He wants to be your Deliverer. He wants to be the lover of your souls, because we have triumphed by the truth of the teacher. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 14. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it tells us, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. I wish I could come to you there and hold your hand and say, Christ will make you triumph always in every situation. Even though I cannot come to you one by one, I stretch my hand to you and I say, congratulations, shake my hand. The Lord will bring triumph into your life. Because he says, now, today, thanks be unto God, which always, as we're finishing tomorrow and you are going, you will not stumble. You will not fall. the stumbling block that the devil and the followers of the devil might put in your way, you will make them stepping stones to higher ground, because the Lord Christ will make you, cause you always to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge, maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge. What does that mean? Maketh manifest the savor, the height, the depth of his knowledge. When you bring a person having headache to a doctor, and he treats him and the headache goes away, you don't really understand the depths of his knowledge. And then another person has a stomach ache, and you bring to that same doctor, and the stomach ache is gone. Oh, good doctor. But you don't know the depth of his knowledge yet. And somebody is having an ulcer, and you bring and that doctor, the same doctor, treats that person well. You have not known the depth of his knowledge. Somebody now has cancer and is at the fourth stage, at the fourth level, and he does what he's trying to do, and the cancer is healed. You are beginning to understand the depths of his knowledge. When you bring any problem to Christ, small, big, great, mountainous, mysterious, and then he solves that problem, and the problem of everyone in the crowd here tonight, everyone online, everyone in every country, and the problems that are indescribable, that nobody can even know their origin, and Jesus, in a simple way, by his name, when he solves that problem, you begin to understand the savor of his knowledge, the depth of his knowledge, the height of his knowledge. And the knowledge of Christ will solve your problem tonight in Jesus' name. And he says, by us in every place. In every place, every problem for every person in every place, here tonight, there tonight, everywhere tonight, the Lord will take everything away. He'll forgive your sin. He'll save your soul. He'll set you free. It will change everything in your life, and your life will become brand new. Brand new. Where are you there? Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord wants you to understand the depths of his knowledge, the savor of his knowledge, the width, the breadth, the length of his knowledge, able to save to the uttermost, and able to forgive, able to give you peace, able to give you redemption and righteousness, able to quench the quarrel you have with the Almighty, able to satisfy your soul, and able to make you triumph by his truth. It's bowed, eyes closed. You want that from Christ tonight, this moment, so that your heart, rest of mind, peace in your soul, pardon for all your sins, wherever you are, raise up that hand there. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Let's go there. Let's go there. In my front, you want that peace of God and that pardon and that salvation. Raise up that hand there by my left hand side. That's right. That's right. Raise up that hand there and say, Lord, all this that you have provided for me, I want everything right now. If you're raising up your hand anywhere, online, you are there, and over the radio, you are there, on the telly, you are watching what we're doing, YouTube, any handle, social media, you are there, raise up that hand and stand up right now. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Today, you become my Savior. I hand over, I surrender my life unto you. And I pray, give me the peace, the pardon, give me the redemption, grant me the righteousness I did not have. And Lord, I pray that your salvation will be sustained in my life. Tell him, he always has open ears to the people that surrender unto him. And he answers the prayer of the people who need his peace, his pardon in their hearts. Thank him that you know it's done. Thank him that you know he has answered. Keep up your hand as we're standing up. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, according to your promise which cannot fail, grant peace to everyone, pardon to everyone, salvation to everyone, victory to everyone, triumph over the problems of the past, triumph over all the sins of the past, confirm it now in their hearts. Thank you, Lord. We know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep on standing. Our counselors will come there now and they will attend to you briefly. And after that, I'll come back. He will take away your infirmity, your sickness today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Congratulations. As you have given your life to Jesus, our counselors are there. They will give you a sleeve to fill. Fill it properly. Fill it in capital letters. Make it readable. Supply all the information that is needed, the school address, the home address, the phone number. And those of us that are online audience, there's a link that is provided on the screen. Please use that link to register your presence, whatever the information that is needed, fill it properly. I want to appeal to all our counseling supervisors, please let's move around. Where we need more hands, please let's do the necessary adjustment. Those of us that are running, let us get over there, please. Let's stop all movement and attend to this very important assignment. You've done the right thing by giving your life to Jesus. In fact, this is the principal reason why you are here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things you are looking for will be added unto you. Please, quick, fill the forms. You are now a child of God. And don't go home. Our Father and the Lord is coming back. Nobody is going anywhere until after the prayer of our Father in the Lord. He is coming back. Our Father and the Lord, in a couple of minutes, is coming back. Nobody should go home. He cannot be seated here, our greatest daddy. Cannot be seated here and you are running away. God has sent him to us to bless us. And the blessing is coming. This is the last full night. Please wait and get the outpouring of the power and blessings of God in your life. Blessings that will touch all areas of your life, irrespective of the demography that is represented here. Whether you are a student or a copper or a staff, young adults, wherever you are, please fill the form quickly. And our counselors, please let's be vigilant. Once you are done, signal to us, you are done. Fill the forms. If you need biro, get biro from somebody near you there. Fill the information properly in capital letters. Supply the school address. the home address. Don't leave one for the other. We need both the phone numbers. And there's a footnote. We call it PTO. That PTO, if you have anything to write, you can turn and write at the back. That's why we put that at the edge. Footnote, PTO. Just fill it. If you have any extra information that will make the counselee traceable. Counselors, you are doing a good job there, but please, let's be fast. Let's be fast. Supervisors, move around where we need extra hand. Please, let's help. And if you are a counselor and you are idle, please look around. See anybody raising up his or her hand, and the person has not been attended to. Online audience, you are not left behind. That's why we provide the link on the screen. You are very important to us too, and we will reach out to you. We will reach out to you. Please, online audience, fill the form properly. And as we have your credentials, we will reach out to you properly and we'll be able to extend the hand of fellowship to you and also further spiritual help you may need will get you connected appropriately. The same thing, those of us in the Alpha location here, the forms you are filling are not in vain. So that will help us to be able to trace you and visit you, answer your question, and there will be comfort rightly. You'll be told where it will hold, when it will hold. And of course, since we started, there was comfort rally yesterday. There was comfort rally today. And the young ones that have given their life to Jesus, they are enjoying the program. These are further spiritual health that will solidify your spiritual stamina and make you strong in the Lord. Counselors, you are doing a good job. Let's be very fast. Please start sending signals. And near the choir stand there, zone one, zone two, zone three, towards my right hand side here. Once you are done, just wave something to me that you are done. I'm yet to see any hand. Let's be very fast. Let's be very fast. I appreciate the audience. The movement have stopped. That's a pass mark for you. That's a honor to God Almighty and our Father and the Lord. I'm so happy with this. Please, our daddy is still coming with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, filled with the power of God to bless you. And God is going to reach you at the very point of your need. Like the man who was hearing his testimony during the message, if he has run away, all in the name of, I want to catch the bus, he wouldn't get his mirror. This is the hour of your visitation. And the buses are all over. We have more than enough by the grace of God. So wait behind. Wait behind. You'll be properly taken care of. Counselors, let's expedite action. Wave your hand to me, please, anywhere you are, towards my right-hand side. Are we done? Are we done? Please wave your hand to me. Towards the choir end there, are we done? Where we have light there, I think that would be about zone three. That's zone three there. Are we done? Let somebody just wave his hand. Wave your hand properly. Now, our Father and the Lord is coming now to bless you. Rise up on your feet. Your hour has come. Your hour has come.
Praise the Lord. My hour has come. What are you there? The Lord is by your side there. He will touch you. He will heal you. Whatever the challenge, from the top of the head to the tip of your toe, The Lord will touch and transform and heal and deliver you right there in Jesus' name. You raise up one hand and you lay the other hand on yourself. And when I mention the name of Jesus, that disease, that sickness, whatever the name, that thing will vanish away. Raise up the hand, lay the other hand and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know you love everyone here without exception. Everyone online without exception. Everyone everywhere now without exception. And Lord, I pray you send forth your healing virtue to everyone. Touch, heal, deliver now in Jesus' name. Madness, insanity, I command that spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Sight problem, hearing problem, speaking impediment, I pray the Lord touch you right there. And take all those impediments away in Jesus' name. Internal problem, in any of the areas internally in your life, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Be healed in Jesus' name. External problem, visible, that you feel, that you see. I pray the hand of the Lord will touch you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray every part of the body, the joints, the legs, the hands, every part. You receive the miracle working power of the Lord operating in your body right now. Lord, everyone, no exception. On the right, to my front, to the left, at the back, online, everywhere, miracle. Everywhere, healing. Everywhere, deliverance. Supernatural operation in every life right now. Lord, confirm it in everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. You got it. You have a testimony. Check up yourself and you see the miracle right there.